100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Well, one way for me to get this stuff out the door a little earlier, although it's still coming out Sunday, I put all the drafts in the WordPress the night before. So I'm getting there. Maybe if I put the drafts for this upcoming week's stories in WordPress and then I like use a few minutes of downtime to record them on Monday, maybe I'll be on time forevermore. Yeah, right. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was gift. And we've got a bunch of stories, and hopefully you all enjoy them, and we'll see how things go. So here are your stories, and I'll be back with you afterwards.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 1020, with a prompt of gift. So here's my story. The old man snarled at Bilbert. You've gifted the five-star sisters a reprieve, but it won't last very long. The door slammed open. Mrs. Wienerheimer charged in, shouting, "Gift is a noun, not a verb!" His mother's superpower of efficiency was more than the Black Knight's control over Bilbert and Sabrina could handle. As the tsunami dissipated to nothing, a tornado formed over the dilapidated cabin and ripped the feeble roof away. Mandy and Mrs. Wienerheimer rushed to Bilbert, while Bobby grabbed Patrick's arm. The tornado shrank, wrapping its tail around the Black Knight leader, and whisked him away. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called "Tis the Season." I don't do Christmas gifts. My family and every close friend is a good 1,000 miles away. I do have one person who I do an un-Christmas gift with. Each year, we head down to the local Walmart, pick out a functional but not too fashionable leather wallet, then exchange. You do this for 4 decades, you end up with a drawer filled with wallets. Not to bum you out, but that friend died a few years back, so I now truly don't do Christmas gifts. Looking at that drawer of wallets is a bit of a gif when the snow falls. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I grew up in a very annoying family. All my siblings could have been described as gifted. Between them, they excelled at sports, the arts, and academically. Unlike me, you'd never describe me as sporty. I can't paint, write, sing, act, or play music. And I dropped out of school, failing every exam I took. I suppose you could say that, for me, it was an unhappy childhood. Watching my brothers and sisters succeed and flourish, whilst I floundered. They're not succeeding now, however. Not since I poisoned them all. I guess my cooking skills weren't up to much, either.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my story on the topic gift. I hate Christmas gift shopping. It's not that I don't enjoy choosing and giving gifts. It's all the hassle that comes with it. And I'm not the most organized of people. I have friends who buy presents throughout the year, wrap and label them as they go along, and when December comes around, all the hard work is done. Not me, though. I used to leave it to the last minute, and it was always a nightmare. Thankfully, I don't usually see family and friends until after Christmas. So now, I buy most of my gifts in the January sales. True story. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Christmas. Christmas was always the same at Mum's. Everyone stayed over, except Aunt Lizzie, because she had to get back for her dog. She gave the best gifts, but apologised, saying she hadn't got out to buy anything this year. So it was a shock when she handed me a present. It was a pricey-looking necklace. They're real, not paste. Excited by this, my brother unwrapped his even larger parcel. It was heavy and had a bit of a smell. He said nothing, but showed us her dog. I was dying to say, at least you can stay over now. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Sometimes I like to buy things on Amazon for myself, get them gift wrapped, turn off notifications, and get blackout drunk. I don't remember that I bought the things, and when they arrive, I am pleasantly surprised. Then I read the notes, and there are horribly disturbing, downright creepy. How the hell did they know this about me? Are they spying on me? Are they stalking me? Then I see the credit card statement and wonder if they hacked my account and stole my credit card. I call the card company to cancel my card, and I change all my passwords.
Well, let's go ahead and wrap this week up. One a day until the day I die.com is the website where you can see archives of a lot of stories and the weekly challenges, over 1,000 weekly challenges, over, 7,000, 8,000 stories? I don't know. But there's a lot there. And the next topic is poetry. So let's go ahead and get those stories in, and we'll see if I bother getting the stories up for the week in time. I haven't done that for a while. But we'll see. We'll see. There's always hope. I'm sure y'all are just hoping for that. Anyway, thank y'all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.